Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Zion, Psalm 137. This is a very famous psalm with a lot of well-known phrases in it, although we'll talk a little bit more at the end about the context in which it should be said. The psalm begins, Al Naharos Bavel, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bechinu. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and we cried, Bezachrenu est Zion, when we remembered Zion, when we remembered Jerusalem, the site of the temple. Rashi says, Al Naharos Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, Kishiradnu Lagalus, Vashalam Nebuchadnezzar, Sheyashiru Lo, Kemosha Hayu Meshorim Al Haduchen. The people speaking in this psalm are the Levim, the Levites who sang in the temple. And they're saying that when they were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylonia, that when they sat down on the banks, he asked them to sing as they used to sing in the temple. The Radak says, "Zeh haMizmur Nemar al Loshen Halevim haMishorim Asher Golu beGolus Bavel," that this psalm is said in the language of the Levites, the Levim, who were exiled to Babylonia. Klomar al Naharos Bavel hayinu sham misbodedim yoshvim v'shomamin gam hayinu bochim bezachrenu est Zion. And he's explaining how the Levites sat by the side of the river and they mourned over the destruction of the city. So pasuk beis al aravim besocha talinu kinorasenu, on the willows that were in it. There we hung our harps. Kinor is a harp. Aravim, Rashi says, Arve Nachal. This is the type of the willow that grows by the river. The Radak says, Al Aravim, Arve Nachal, Ki Ha'aravim, Gadlim Al Sfas HaNaharis. The willow grows by the side of the riverbanks. V'kishayinu Yoshvim Al Sfas HaNahar, V'kinor Asenu, B'yadenu Lora Shir Kimin Hagenu B'tzion. And when we sat by the side of the rivers, and we had, these are the Levites, we had our harps in our hands to sing the songs as we used to do back in the temple. V'kishayinu malim al libenu Tzion, and when we thought about Tzion, when the remembrance of the temple entered our hearts, hayinu nochin kinirosenu mirov yagon, they became overwhelmed, and they just tossed aside their harps. Vayinu tolonosam al haravim, they hung them up in the willow tree. Vayinu yoshvim ubochim, and instead of singing, they sat and they cried. Uperish besocha, so it says the willows that were in it, in what? Besoch bavel. These were the willows that were in Babylonia. Pasuk gimel. Ki sham she'elunu shovenu divrei shir, because there our captors asked us to sing words of song, v'tolalenu simcha, and those who oppressed us asked us for joy. So let's look at those last two words, tolalenu simcha. Rashi says, mine kli zemer al shem shehem tolin, the tolalenu simcha are actually a type of musical instrument which got their name from the fact that they were in a hanging position, a shehem tolim osam. They used to hang them. Kach perishu Menachem. This is an explanation from the commentator Menachem, who preceded Rashi. He quotes him frequently. V'tolalenu simcha, v'tolalenu shel simcha. These were our instruments of joy. He gives another explanation, though, which is the one that our translation was based on. V'yesh livtur tolalenu oivenu shehem mahololim. Another explanation is tolalenu is our enemies, because they would mock us, they would degrade us, they would despise us. And in fact, he gives an example of this word from another psalm, from Mizmor Kuf Beis, where it says, Mahole bi nishpu'u, that my detractors swear by me. So there are two ways of understanding this. Tolalenu simcha could be our instruments of joy, or it could be our tormentors asked us for joy. So what did they say? Shiru lanu mishir tzion. Sing us one of those songs that you used to sing back in the temple, you Levites. So What do they respond? Eich nashir eshir Hashem al admas nechar. How can we sing God's song in a foreign land? And the Radak says, al admas nechar, a foreign land, admas el nechar, a land of a foreign god. So they've been exiled from Jerusalem, from Israel, where they worshipped the one true God. They're now in a land of idolatry. How could they possibly sing the songs there? The Metsudas David says, Eich nashir, how could we sing? Rosa Lomar, Amarnu az bilibenu, Eich nashir ashir Hashem al admas nechar. This was what the Levites thought in their hearts. So when the Babylonians said to them, sing us one of those songs you used to sing in the temple, this was what, they didn't respond this, they just thought this. So the Levites were afraid that they would be compelled to sing their songs outside of the temple. So it says, Lefi shepachdanu pen yukofu osanu l'shorer l'ze halamnum min ha'ayin. So because we were worried that they would compel us to sing, therefore we hid them, we hid our instruments from their sight. Ve'amarnu shenavdu b'derech. And we said that we lost them on the road. So they put their harps in the trees in order to conceal them from the Babylonians so they wouldn't force them to sing God's songs outside of the proper context. Pasuk Hey, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini. This is a very familiar verse. A lot of people wear it as a necklace and other things. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its strength, its skill, its cunning is sometimes the translation that's used. So, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, if I forget you, Jerusalem, Rashi says, Knesset Yisrael omeret zeh, omeret kein, that the Jews as a whole were the ones who said this, not just the Levites. Although the Ibn Ezra says, "Divrei kol echad hamishorim belibam." This is what the Levites thought in their hearts. "V'tam eshkachech keneged bezichrenu." This says, "Let me forget, or let my hand forget." That corresponds to pasuk aleph, where it says, "Bezichrenu es Tzion," where we remembered Zion. "V'tam yamini." And the reason it says that my right hand should forget, bavor kinor senu, it corresponds to the harps. So just as the hand was the thing that should play the harp in Yerushalayim, if I forget Yerushalayim, I should lose the ability to play the instrument. So it's still the Levites talking, according to the Ibn Ezra. And just a little interesting sidebar, Mordechai is referred to by the Megillah as Ish Yemini, which is taken to mean a Benjamite, or Benjaminite. But another way we might understand it says that he was one of the exiles from Yerushalayim, so if he's an Ish Yemini, he could be a right-handed person, a person who hasn't forgotten Yerushalayim, so his right hand retains its skill. Yeah, just a little interesting sidebar based on this pasuk. Pasuk Vav, Tidbak Lushoni Lechiki Im Lo Ezkrechi. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you. And the Ibn Ezra says, Tidbak, that my tongue should stick to the roof of my mouth. Tam Lashoni ki haloshon hoged b'shirei. The reason that the tongue is mentioned is because that's what would sing. So just as the hand should lose the skill and not be able to play its instruments, the tongue should lose its ability to sing the songs. Im lo aale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. If I do not set Yerushalayim above my greatest joy. Rashi says, Im lo aale es Yerushalayim, if I do not place Yerushalayim high. Es zichron avel churbana, aale lahazkiro barosh kol simchasi. So what does it mean to remember Yerushalayim? To remember the mourning of its destruction over my greatest joy. And this is something that we do even nowadays when we have a wedding and we break a glass. Again, that's to remember the destruction of Yerushalayim, even at the most festive of occasions, which is a wedding. Let's take a look at the Radak. Tidbak Lashoni, that my tongue should stick. Shelo Tuchal Ledaber Ulashir Shir, that I shouldn't be able to speak or to sing songs. Imlo Ezkrechi, if I don't remember you. Imlo es kor chorbanech, if I don't remember your destruction, ve es avel alayich, and if I don't mourn over you, velo ashir al rosh simchasi, and if I do not sing over my greatest joy, kishe esmach b'shum simcha, when I rejoice at any celebration, ezkor avel Yerushalayim v'alehu al rosh simchasi, I should remember the mourning of Jerusalem and elevate it over my greatest rejoicing. Adhena divrei halevim. Until this point, the Radak says, it's still the Levim talking. Vashlosh psukim ahachronim heim divrei hamashorer. And the last three verses are the narrator, the psalmist speaking. Uba odo mis naba al hagalos bavel. And that he's prophesizing over the Babylonian exile. Ra beruach hakodesh galos bayis sheni. And he sees the destruction of the second temple prophetically, Shahayisa al Yidei Edom, which happened through the hands of Edom or Rome, as we will see momentarily. Pasuk Zayin, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim. So the psalmist David says, God, please remember the children of Edom and the day of Yerushalayim, the day of Jerusalem. So the Radak says, Yom Yerushalayim, Yom Churban Yerushalayim. This is not Yerushalayim like we have, you know, Jerusalem Day, which celebrates the unification in the 60s. This is the day of the destruction of Jerusalem. Shehayu Omrim Elu Le'elu Aru Aru Ad Heyisodba. As we'll see momentarily, on that day, the people said to tear it down even to the foundation. So we should remember the destruction of Yerushalayim, or God should remember it. The Ibn Ezra says, "Einenu medaber al galus Titus, kasher chashvu rabim." The Ibn Ezra says this is not talking about the Roman exile, which was done by Titus, as many people think. Kihine achrechein hizkir bas bavel, because in the next pasuk, or actually later in this pasuk, it refers to Babylonia again. Vod ki titus ha-rasha lo haya mizera Edom, ki anshe Roma heim Yavanim. And he says that the Romans weren't even really Edomites. They were descended from the Greeks. So he's disagreeing with the idea that as long as David is prophesizing over the destruction of the first temple, he's also getting a vision of the second temple. So what does he say? Why are we talking about Edom here? Rak hasher haya Edom tachas yidei Yisrael, hayu smechim b'mafelas Yisrael, b'kacha kasuv b'sefer Ovadia. He says, and he hinges this on Ovadia, although there's more than one way Ovadia can be understood, that because Edom was subservient to Israel, they rejoiced when Israel fell. So he says it's speaking of the biblical nation of Edom, and the thing that God should remember is how they rejoiced in our downfall. But as we said, we mentioned from the Radak on the previous pasuk, he feels that it is talking tangentially about the destruction of the second temple. So again, there's different interpretations. You can go either way. So what did the Edomites say? So Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim. Remember the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem. Ha Omrim Aru Aru Ad Hayisodba. They said, tear it down even to its foundations. And Rashi says, Aru Aru, tear it down, Lashon Churban, a language of destruction. Pasuk Ches, the last verse, Bas Bavel, Hashduda, you who are daughter of Babylon, that is to be destroyed. The Radak says, Ata Shav L'Malchus Bavel. So remember, he said that we took a tangent and went to talk about the Roman destruction of the second temple. He says, now we return to talk about the Babylonian destruction of the first temple. Vamar shetiyeh sheduda, and he says that they should be plundered. Vamar ashrei sheyishalem lach, v'hu daryash hamidi, sheharachiv bavel. And it goes on to say, happy is the one who will pay you back, and that's talking about Darius the Mede, who was the one who would destroy Babylonia. So let's see that in the pasuk. Ashrei sheyishalem lach, happy is the one who will pay you back, es gemulech shegamalt lanu. He'll do to you as you did to us. And pasuk tes, the last verse, it says, Ashrei sheyochez v'nipetz es olalayach al hasela. Happy will be the person who smashes your infants against a rock. Which seems very harsh, and the Radak says that's exactly the point. So he says, Ashrei sheyoches, happy is the one who will do this act. Al derech achzarius, kamo shehayu heim achzarim al Yisrael. That the Babylonians were a very harsh nation. They acted without mercy, and that's how they will be treated. And the ones who do it to them will be just as happy as the Babylonians were when they did it to us. So I had said that we were going to talk a little about the context in which this psalm is said. This psalm is supposedly said before we bench during the week. It's not said on Shabbos and Yontiv because those are more festive occasions. It's not appropriate to remember the sadness that comes along with it. But on weekdays, we are supposed to say this psalm before we bench, just like we say Shir HaMalos on Shabbos and Yontiv. And I call this the neglected psalm because most people are nowhere near as diligent in that practice as they are when it comes to saying Shir HaMalos. I have enjoyed learning with you these past 2 weeks. Tomorrow, God willing, when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Ches, Psalm 138, Rabbi Weinrib should be back, and hopefully he will be with us learning Tehillim Nachyomi until the end of the Sefer. Thank you, and Shalom.